Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Today, we're wading into the sometimes murky waters of cybersecurity.
Oh, and specifically in the defense industry.
You got it. High stakes, cutting-edge tech, the whole nine yards. We're talking billions of dollars at risk and the looming threat of cyber warfare. It's a lot.
It really is a high-stakes game, no doubt about it.
So to make sense of it all, we're turning to an expert, right? Someone who really gets this world.
Absolutely. We're looking at an article by Frank Balonis, Securing Defense Information, CMMC 2.0's Impact on Cybersecurity Requirements.
CMMC 2.0, that's the Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, for those just tuning in.
Yeah.
And this Frank Balonis, he's not just some blogger, is he?
Not at all. He's the Chief Information Security Officer and Senior VP of Operations and Support at Kiteworks.
Okay, so he's got some serious credentials.
More than 20 years of experience in IT support and services.
All right, so this guy knows his stuff. And he published this article where...
In Aviation Maintenance Magazine.
So it's tailored to the defense industry specifically.
Exactly. It dives into the nitty-gritty of the new cybersecurity regulations defense contractors are facing.
And just to put things in perspective for our listeners, cyber attacks, they're not cheap, right?
No, they're not. We're talking potentially huge losses.
Huge how? Give me some numbers.
Well, every year, the U.S. economy takes a hit somewhere between, get this, $57 and $109 billion.
Billion with a B.
With a B. And if things keep going this way, some experts are predicting, well, it's almost hard to believe.
Hit me with it.
Potential losses could reach $1.09 trillion over the next decade.
Okay, that is trillion with a T. So no wonder the Department of Defense is stepping up their game.
Exactly. Hence CMMC 2.0.
Right, that's impacting how many contractors?
Over 220,000.
Okay, help me out here. Break down the CMMC 2.0 thing for me. Is this just another layer of bureaucracy or is there something more to it?
It's a two-pronged approach, actually.
Two-pronged how?
On one side, you have the program structure and security standards. That's the 32 CFR Part 170.
And on the other?
How these requirements are embedded in defense contracts. 48 CFR Part 204.
So they're not messing around. If you want to work with the DoD, cybersecurity is non-negotiable.
Exactly.
And this is rolling out when?
Over the next 3 years, starting December 16th, 2024.
So the clock is ticking, for sure. For any defense contractors listening, what exactly does CMMC 2.0 involve? What do they need to do?
Well, there are three tiers of security requirements, levels 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, levels. So some contractors need to meet tougher standards than others.
Right. Level 1, that's the most basic. It's all about fundamental practices.
Like what? Give me an example.
Think controlling access to systems, keeping software updated, that kind of thing.
Okay, so the cybersecurity basics, what about level 2?
That's a step up for sure. We're talking 110 security controls.
110?
A whole range of things from incident response to system integrity.
All right, I'm seeing a pattern here. So level 3, that's the Fort Knox of cybersecurity, right?
Exactly. The highest level of security reserved for contractors handling the most sensitive information. They have to meet all those level 2 requirements and then some.
And then some meaning?
24 additional more advanced security controls. Things like advanced threat monitoring, 1047 security operation centers.
That sounds intense. How can companies even keep up?
That's where the phase rollout comes in. It gives companies time to adjust.
Okay, walk me through those phases.
Phase 1 starts December 16, 2024. Think of it as dipping your toes in the water.
Dipping their toes how?
Self-assessments for either level 1 or level 2. A way for smaller businesses, we're talking maybe around 1104 to get a feel for the requirements.
Sort of trial run.
Exactly. Then we move to phase 2.
What does that kick in?
12 months after phase 1. And this is where things get serious. If a company wants a contract requiring level 2 compliance, they have to get certified.
Certified by who?
By a C3PAO.
Oh, well.
It's C3PAO. It stands for CMMC Third Party Assessment Organization. They're independent auditors.
So like the cybersecurity police.
You could say that. They come in and rigorously assess a company's cybersecurity posture.
No more faking it?
Nope. The DoD expects to issue around 673 C3PAO certifications during this phase.
That's a lot.
It's about building a strong, consistent evaluation system.
So we've got phase 1, the gentle nudge, and phase 2, the serious checkup. What's next?
Phase 3, starting 24 months after phase 1. Now level 3 certifications come into play.
So the big leagues.
Right. And the DoD estimates around 2,252 of those C3PAO certification assessments. a big jump in the number of companies implementing those high-level security measures.
Each phase ramps things up a bit more. So phase four, that's when everything's in full effect.
Exactly. Full implementation, 36 months after the initial rollout. From then on, every single defense contract will clearly state the CMMC level required.
No more gray areas.
Nope.
And how many assessments are we talking about then?
The DoD anticipates around 4,452 C3PAO assessments annually.
Annually.
Covering over 20,000 small businesses and over 9,000 large ones. That's the scale of CMMC 2.0.
So if you're anywhere near the defense industry, these deadlines and requirements matter big time. Even subcontractors need to be on top of this.
Absolutely. It's weaving cybersecurity into the very fabric of the defense industrial base.
Okay, so we've talked about the why of CMMC 2.0, different levels. What do these assessments actually look like? What are these C3PAOs looking for?
That's what we'll dive into next. These assessments, they're much more than checking boxes on a list. They're about proving your cybersecurity measures are more than just words on paper, but actual practices ingrained in your operations.
These C3PAO assessments, they're not messing around, are they?
Not at all. Especially at levels 2 and 3, it gets pretty intense.
Intense how? Give me the rundown.
They're examining everything. System configurations, policies, how you're implementing those security controls, you name it.
It's about making sure you're walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Exactly. Your security measures have to be effective in practice, not just theory.
So I'm picturing them like huddled over servers, tracing lines of code, really getting in there.
Maybe not that dramatic. But they do conduct comprehensive reviews of your system configurations. They'll go through your security policies and procedures with a fine-tooth comb, making sure everything aligns with the CMMC requirements.
And I bet they talk to people too, right? Not just look at machines.
Oh, absolutely. They have interviews with personnel to understand how those security practices are actually playing out day to day.
So they get the full picture.
Yeah, they're leaving no stone unturned. They even observe security practices firsthand.
Like what? What does that even mean?
Could be anything from watching how employees handle sensitive data to physically inspecting the security systems.
That was not just paperwork.
Not at all. It's documentation reviews, system testing, those interviews we talked about, and even observation.
A pretty thorough process.
It has to be. We're talking about protecting sensitive defense information, national security stuff. The rigor is absolutely necessary.
Okay, makes sense. So let's say a company doesn't pass the assessment. Are they just out of the game? No more contracts?
It's not quite that black and white. CMMC 2.0 acknowledges that perfect cybersecurity isn't something you achieve overnight.
So there's some wiggle room.
There's POANMs.
POANMs.
Plans of action and milestones. It's kind of a safety net.
Safety net how?
Let's say a company meets the minimum score but still has some security gaps. They can get conditional certification by submitting a POANM.
So a chance to fix those issues.
Exactly. The POANM outlines exactly how they'll address those deficiencies. Timelines, resources, technical solutions, all laid out.
So it's a concrete plan, not just promises.
Precisely. And there's urgency built in, too. Companies only have 180 days to remediate those issues they've outlined.
So they get a chance, but they got to move quickly.
Exactly.
We've been focusing a lot on individual contractors, but what about the bigger picture? How does CMC 2.0 affect the whole defense industry ecosystem?
That's a great question. And it brings us back to that 48 CFR Part 204 we mentioned earlier.
The one about contract obligations.
Right. Prime contractors are now responsible for making sure their subcontractors also meet the right CMMC level.
So it's not enough to just take care of your own house. You got to make sure everyone in your network is up to par too.
Exactly. You can't just assume your subcontractors have got it covered. You need to verify they're compliant based on the type of information they're handling.
It's like a chain reaction of cybersecurity improvements throughout the whole defense industrial base.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not just about checking boxes. It's about creating a culture of cybersecurity where everyone understands the stakes and takes proactive steps to mitigate those risks.
So CMMC 2.0 is a pretty big deal. It's not just about implementing some technical requirements. It's a whole shift in how the defense industry approaches cybersecurity.
You got it. And remember, Frank Balonis doesn't just stop at explaining CMMC 2.0. He offers insights on broader cybersecurity compliance as well. He's been in the game for over 20 years.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more.
He highlights 10 essential areas. Things that any organization, regardless of their industry, should be focusing on to bolster their cybersecurity and data protection.
10 essentials. All right, walk me through them.
He starts by emphasizing the importance of navigating those complex regulations. It's a jungle out there.
Oh, tell me about it. GDPR, CCPA, IPA. Every week there's something new.
Exactly. And they often overlap, vary by region, by industry. It's a moving target.
Keeping up is exhausting.
It can be, but it's essential. Failing to comply, you're looking at huge fines, reputational damage, even legal action.
Okay, so navigating the regulatory maze is number one. What else?
He stresses the importance of creating a data inventory and a classification system.
So knowing what data you have and how sensitive it is.
Exactly. You need that clear picture to implement targeted security measures based on how sensitive each category of data is.
Focus your resources where they matter most.
Right. And of course, he emphasizes strong data protection practices, encryption, access controls, multi-factor authentication.
The cybersecurity basics, but done right.
Right. He also highlights managing third-party risks, which is huge nowadays.
Because so many organizations rely on vendors, partners, all of whom might have access to their data.
Exactly. Even if your own security is top-notch, if your vendors are lax, it could all be for nothing.
So it's about extending that cybersecurity umbrella, covering everyone who touches your data.
Exactly. You need to be doing your due diligence. Security audits, making sure your vendors are compliant with security standards, it all matters.
Okay, so that's managing those third-party risks. What else is on the checklist?
Well, what happens if, even with all this, a breach happens? Bologna says you need a robust incident response plan.
So it's not just about preventing breaches, it's about being prepared for when they happen.
Exactly. Having those procedures in place, notifications, containment, recovery, the whole nine yards. Think of it like a fire drill, but for your data.
So you're ready to act? No time for panicking.
Right. And time is of the essence. Lots of regulations, like GDPR, they have strict timelines for notifying people.
So you can't drag your feet. Got it. What else?
Bolognese also talks about data retention and deletion guidelines.
So only keeping data as long as you absolutely need it.
Right. Once it's not needed for legitimate business purposes, get rid of it. Securely, of course.
Minimize that data footprint. Reduce the risk. Makes sense. Is there anything else?
The human element can't be ignored either. Bologna stresses the importance of cybersecurity and privacy awareness.
So it's not just about technology, it's about people too.
Exactly. Even the most advanced systems can be undermined by human error. Regular training is crucial, awareness programs, all of that.
Build a human firewall. Okay, anything else on the list?
Cyber resilience. Being able to bounce back. Develop those business continuity and disaster recovery plans. Make sure you can operate, even if an incident occurs.
So plan A, B, C, and D, just in case.
Exactly. And those plans can't just be on paper. You have to test them, run drills, make sure they actually work when you need them.
So you're not just hoping for the best, you're actively preparing for the worst.
Right. And lastly, good governance. Audits, transparent reporting, accountability, continuous improvement, it all matters.
Sounds like a pretty comprehensive cybersecurity to-do list.
It is. And remember, these 10 essentials aren't just for defense contractors. These apply to anyone, any organization, any industry. Frank Bolognese's insights are valuable for anyone navigating the world of cybersecurity.
That's a good point. It's easy to get lost in the weeds of the technical details, but those 10 essentials really give you a framework for thinking about cybersecurity more broadly.
That's what makes Bolognese's perspective so valuable. He connects the dots between the technical, the organizational, and even the human side of things.
It's not just about building walls. It's about creating a culture of security that runs through every part of an organization.
That's exactly it. And that's a key takeaway here.
We've covered a lot of ground today, haven't we? From the nitty-gritty of CMMC 2.0 to those broader cybersecurity essentials. The defense industry's got a real challenge on their hands.
Yeah, protecting all that sensitive information. What struck me is how CMMC 2.0 isn't just about securing one company at a time. It's about this whole web of security across the entire defense industrial base.
Right, from those huge prime contractors all the way down to the smaller subcontractors.
And it's essential. Those cyber threats, they're constantly changing, getting more sophisticated all the time.
You know, what's interesting is even though CMMC 2.0 is specifically for the defense industry, a lot of what we talked about applies to everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Those 10 compliance essentials Bolognese laid out, those are universal.
Like a cybersecurity toolkit anyone can use.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're dealing with healthcare data, financial information, intellectual property, whatever it is, those core principles apply.
Understanding your data, having those strong security controls, managing your vendors, incident response plans, It all adds up.
It's good cybersecurity hygiene, no matter what industry you're in.
So let's bring it back to our listeners for a minute. What's the takeaway for them? What should they be doing?
If you're in the defense industry, any part of it, CMMC 2.0 is not optional.
That's a game changer.
You need to start preparing now. Understand the requirements, see where your security stands, and create a plan to become compliant. No more waiting around.
And even if you're not in defense, these insights are still valuable, right?
Absolutely. Cybersecurity is constantly evolving. It's a moving target. You got to be proactive.
Those 10 essentials are a good starting point, that checklist.
Yeah, use it to look at your own cybersecurity practices. See where you can improve, where you might have gaps.
In Balonis's article, that's a good place to start.
It is, but there's a whole world of resources out there to help you. Learn those best practices. Get familiar with different compliance frameworks. Do your research.
Don't wait until it's too late. Cybersecurity is a priority. Now, before we wrap up, we want to leave you with something to think about. This whole CMMC 2.0 framework is really effective, right? Driving those improvements throughout the defense supply chain.
It is.
Could it be a model for other industries? Could we see something similar in healthcare, finance, even critical infrastructure?
Interesting question.
What lessons can we learn from what the defense industry is doing? We'd love for you to think about that. Consider those broader implications. Because at the end of the day, cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility. It's a team effort.
To build a safer, more secure digital world.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of cybersecurity in the defense industry. We hope you found it insightful, maybe even a little bit exciting. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay secure.